from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's right. The Drive is live as a very, very beautiful, beautiful Tuesday here. And we got this thing rolling for you. A lot to get to today. As the Drive will be rolling, you heard Clint there. You see Tyler there. Who is that on your shirt again, Tyler? I cannot remember.
Marvin Zindler.
Yeah, Marvin
Zindler. Eyewitness News.
Y'all gotta get Ryan hip on that, man.
I've
seen him wear and heard it. I knew there was a catchphrase.
Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News.
That guy right there.
Rung it. I like you guys. Do that again in unison. That was cute. Hey, everybody driving did it, too.
He looked just like he sounded just like he looks on that T-shirt.
Slime in the ice machine.
Oh, God. All right. Noah, good times to be had as we'll get to a lot here today. I want to kick it off with some good news for the most part. Some good news. Clint and Tyler Luis Garcia will make a second minor league rehab start Thursday for Double-A Corpus Christi, Joe Espada said today. So he will get another start. This will be a second one, Clint. This has to mean we're getting closer and closer to having Luis Garcia right back up there with the big team, which is huge as we sit here right now. They got four starters. They're struggling. They're hoping to get Jake Bloss back. They're hoping to get Verlander back, who started throwing. But it looks like three technique Garcia is getting closer and closer to get there. That is big, because hell, I didn't know when he was going to be back. But now you hear second start. I mean, Clint, realistically, you could see him. I mean, hell, I mean, the All-Star break, at least coming back from the All-Star break in this month.
Cha-Cha's ass up here as quick as he can, man. Get up here, Luis.
Boys, I never thought I'd be so interested and so invested in Luis Garcia getting his ass back to the big leagues. But I am.
You got to be.
I am. I mean, I never thought I'd be more happy about, what is it, four or five straight days with no Astros baseball over the All-Star break. That's usually a painful break for me. I'm excited for it. I mean, hell, they can make it 6-7 days if they want to. Push it on back a bit, man. We got Verlander and we got Luis Garcia to get back in the fold. But, yeah, this is good news, man. Good news on the big fella. Late July, in terms of Astros baseball, cannot get here quick enough.
Yep, and we'll see how long. I mean, and that will be interesting to hear how many pitches he threw. Not even really how it looked, but just how many pitches he threw, his velocity and all of that, to see how close it is they think he gets back. Does he just need one more start? Does he get another start in Sugar Land? What do they deem being necessary for him? Also, by the way, Tyler, I saw that on Luis. Is there anything on Lance? Is there anything on Lance McCullers? Is there anything on Lance?
That'd be a negative, as far as I know.
I'll be honest, and maybe this is something we should write checked up on.
Bury me in the H.
Was Luis always supposed to beat Lance to the punch? I mean, I know Lance has been out longer.
Once he had the bone spur removed, the timeline may have been that way. I'd have to double check for sure, but I think that might add up.
I know Luis had Tommy John.
Hold on a damn minute. Tyler, this is for you.
What did I do?
How come when I did it last week, I got dismissed like you talked down to me? I let it ride because I understand. Hey, I mean, I'm guilty of it from time to time. Damn it. You talk to me like it's a different injury, different timeline, Sterner. Shut the hell up. That's basically what you said.
That's what I'm still saying.
No, you just. I believe that's what you said. You just soft. That was softer than baby crap right there, the way you just dealt with Ron.
No. I mean, that's a different question. I don't know as far as the timelines comparatively.
It was pretty similar, Tyler.
It was a similar question. You just soft stroked Ron, and I mean, hell, I'm over here with thorns in the palm, man. What the hell is going on?
You can handle it better, Dirty. Ron's a little more sensitive.
Hell, I mean, as much as I did, okay. I probably ought to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that
sensitive ass Ron.
That's the route. Nah. Yeah, I'm the sensitive one. I'm just wondering. I just didn't know. Like, was he always supposed to be here before him? We'll see.
Where are thou?
I just know that we're in a place where Luis is making his second minor league rehab start, and we haven't heard anything from Lance since. But the last thing I heard, he was throwing a bullpen, and then they were going to sit him to kind of make it be like he was sitting out for an inning, and then he was going to get back up and throw again. Hadn't heard anything since.
He's probably working on that new coffee shop, you know,
Steve,
just a few more weeks.
Now
on that.
I'm trying to keep it professional and real, and now you're getting on this man about the coffee shop. I'm just wondering, can we get a little progress on him?
Like, I'm with you.
I ain't got no problem with your coffee shop, Lance. I'm gonna come on down and have me a good coffee. Maybe let's throw a little alcohol in there. I'm gonna have a good time. Hey, the last time I saw Lance was that weird angle bullpen throw, and it was just one pitch. Remember that?
That was the last video. It was just one pitch. I mean, that was the last video footage that we got. But they said I thought we were getting closer. He's going to throw 25 pitches, and he's going to sit to simulate like he's sitting out for an inning, and then bam, he's going to come back and throw again. Hadn't heard anything since. What, but meanwhile,
how about the angle though? It was a weird angle, like from up above, behind. Yeah. Like it was a weird. Like, I mean, what we try? Are we trying to create content? Or like, are we like giving us a little report here, boys?
Like somebody just went from the stands above and shot it.
Like he planted his girl up there. Hey, babe, look, get this angle. It's a really good angle of my hair. And then after I come off the bump, you can really see my backside. Let's get this thing good and propped up. What the hell is he doing?
Okay. I can't wait to hear it. I cannot wait to hear it because I can, like honestly, as we're talking about this, like the light is at the end of the tunnel. You can see it. You can see it with Luis Garcia. I just want to be able to start to see that light with Lance. God, this is – I mean, when you really think about this, fellas, like this Lance thing, this is
in an APB, man.
This is one of the. I mean, how many years has he pitched this contract that he got? A year, year and a half,
half.
I can't wait to do the math on how many per pitch.
I mean, how much per he pitch. Paid? Yeah, man, my man, been chilling. All right, so that's the latest there. Good news with Luis Garcia. No news with Lance, and so we'll be waiting to hear that anytime we do. All right, 713-572-4610. You can jump in on the text line that way. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can also get in there and join us that way. Tyler's going to start the show off at any moment for you all on YouTube and Twitch. You know the show doesn't start till we see dime size. There you go. Dime size nipples in the building. There goes Tyler right there. A little red there, a little shiny. Right there for
Galveston's son got me a little bit.
Don't do it, Clint. Just sit back on it, man. Don't do it.
I ain't gonna pile on. I already got on him good, but I felt really good about my delivery on that first one. I'm not gonna do it again this segment.
The other day he said. Now right there, that son that Chris Santiago got, that's the son I think Tyler thinks he's getting in his head.
Santiago's half Puerto Rican. What do you want me to do?
That's the point, Chief. I mean,
I'm Irish.
I mean, every time you
keep using the terminology, you're going to get bronzed.
I do get bronzed up. I tan really well. Better than a bunch of gingers.
You get ivory.
You get tanned up. Is that what you're calling your whiskey nowadays? Hey, look here. I mean, Santiago comes in here. I mean, you talk about good skin. Good Lord.
I mean, wow.
That is the definition of bronze. And he walks by Tyler, and there is just a stark difference.
I mean, yeah, he looks like a – I mean, he comes in looking like a bottle of extra virgin olive oil.
Hey, while you got the seniority on him, T, you ought to put a sign on the door. Santiago, I don't even want you to come in sight until I leave the building. I don't want to cross paths.
Making me look bad.
Not until that bronze wears off some. Not until that damn bronze wears off some. I don't even want to see your ass again. Damn it. All right. I did want to get your thoughts on this, everybody listening as well. As we're seeing this Astros team really, really surge right now. They'll try to win the second game tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. And yes, fellas, I will be doing the lineups. I will be doing the lineups, yes! As promised. If they get above 500,
we'll
do the lineups. We'll do the lineups at the end of the show. So that's a little long term tease on the show. We'll do the lineups at the end of the show. Tyler better have my music ready. So it'll be a fun. Can't wait to. Hey, I got no idea what this lineup's going to be. I got no idea. In the past, I've had a pretty good idea who's going to be rolling out there. I got no idea after six. So it should be interesting to see what they come up with today. But speaking of the lineup, they're surging. They're coming on. They have gotten themselves back in it. Three games behind the Mariners in the West. Three games back in the wild card. We know that Kyle Tucker is coming back and will be back soon. And I would throw this to you all. With everyone healthy, what is the best lineup that the Astros can put forth? Because I want to do an exercise, because I got a thought off of it. If we could come to some kind of thought on what's the best lineup they can put out there. What is, if everyone's healthy, Tucker's back, everybody's playing, the young guys they brought up, what's the best absolute lineup this team can put together?
When you say lineup, are you talking about batting order, or are we talking positions?
Batting order, same. You can put the positions with it, but the batting order they can put forth, what is the best group? Because like right now, obviously at second base, we know who's playing at second, and Altuve. Right now at catcher, I think it's pretty clear Diaz is catching, especially even if Vic comes back, I think he's catching. And then like Pena's playing short, Bregman's at third. Yordan is the DH, but sometimes he's in left field, so you got to take that into account. Kyle Tucker would be in right field. So I think we've got a pretty good understanding. I think we know probably the top four, but what is the best that this lineup can look? What will it look like with everybody in there? Does it have Joey Loperfido in it? Does it have Chaz McCormick in it? Where is Dubon at it? What is the best that this is? Have John Singleton. What is the best that the Astros can absolutely put forth in a lineup? What is the best that they can put forth? I see some people rolling in there with their thoughts. We'll get to you in a bit, but I'll let these guys. I know, Tyler, we talked about this a bit earlier of what your group would be. Clint, do you have what the best absolute lineup would be?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. It's easy for me, actually, fairly easy. I would go with Altuve, Bregman, Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker,
okay,
Diaz. You mean keep rolling?
Yeah, go ahead. Diaz in the five spot.
I'd go Diaz, Pena, Jake Myers,
mm-hmm,
White Boy Chaz.
So you got White Boy Chaz in the best lineup. Yep, and Dubon.
That's where I would ride with that. Yep.
So Altuve, Bregman, Yordan, Tucker, Diaz, Pena, Jake Myers, White Boy Chaz, and then Dubon.
Yep.
So a lot of the veterans. So you've kind of stayed away from the like those young guys like the Cabbage, the Joey Lowe, that crew. You've kind of stayed away as the best lineup they can put forward.
Yeah, the White Boy Chaz, Joey Lowe Perfido, Cabbage. I mean, those guys are all interchangeable for me, but I would go with White Boy Chaz, yes.
Is yours look the same, Tyler? Because I'm pretty close into that. I would just flip the order. I'd probably flip where Dubon and Meyer are. But that's pretty much the same group that I would have. The same group of nine that I would have.
Yeah, I'm good with either of those, flip flopping Myers and Dubon, or what Clint said. That's solid lineup to me.
No, yeah, I think that is probably the best that they can put forth. I see some people saying they would have Joey Loperfido in. I get that. I can understand that. Now I would ask this. That lineup that we looked at as the best that they can put forth, is that good enough? Is that lineup good enough for them to not only compete in the playoffs, to get to the playoffs, but to make a run like an 8 straight ALCS, to make a run at a World Series? Is that lineup, as you look at it, is that lineup that we just talked about, this is the best that they can put forth, is it good enough for them to get there?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely. Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, with that lineup right there, every one of those guys have played a critical role in this team getting there before, with the exception of Jake Myers, and he's clearly swinging it better than he's ever swung it at the big league level. So, yeah, I would say that lineup is good enough. Yes, sir.
They feel, Clint, Tyler, they feel like they're a bat short to me. And it could be, does Diaz really take off and take it up a notch? But it feels like to me, and maybe this is unfair, but it is hard for me not to base it upon the other Astro lineups that we've seen that have been really competitive. And yes, I'm not saying this group is going to be up to that point, but it does feel like we've watched this team lose a where Carlos Correa was batting sixth or seventh, and Yuli was batting seventh, and like that's where they were in that length of the lineup. It almost feels like if Diaz hit sixth and was dropping, there was somebody that I think they was hoping that would be Abreu, but there was somebody right there between Diaz and Tucker in the five spot that was a little bit more proven. That would really stretch this lineup out in a major, major way, because when they have won championships in that the middle of that order, I mean, you're looking at a Kyle Tucker that was in the middle of that order. You're looking at you know, much more accomplished big gun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Than a guy like a Diaz. And to the point, though, Clint, he could take off in this second half and really, really be that power guy, that guy in the middle of the order where it's like, well, no, they don't need any of the extra. But right now, especially with their pitching, right now it feels like they are maybe a bat short right now when I look at the best the lineup can be.
Ooh, boy, that's I like Diaz. I'll take the Diaz right now before I take a Diaz that's swinging for more power. I like that. I like them little Oppo RBIs, Ronnie. You know, I like
him.
Yeah,
when I mean power, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I mean, because he clearly is not swinging it with the pop that he had last year. And a lot of it seems like it's damn near by design, to be honest with you. It looks like a different approach to plate. We really need Pena to come along, and Pena's been better. I mean, but there was about a 2 week span where he was in a rough spot. And let's be honest, Jake, we talk a lot about Jake Myers. I mean, Jake Myers was hotter than a firecracker, and he's still been a guy that has produced. You need him to continue to produce at the way in which he has in order to have that 250, 260 hitter at the bottom of the lineup as well. I like Dubon in a nine hole just because I like him being on the base pass when the lineup turns over. But yeah, I mean, look, I think they got plenty of pop at the plate with this group. Hell, they got plenty of pop at the plate, in my opinion, if you need to rotate some of them outfielders. If Jake ain't getting it done, or White Boy Chaz ain't getting it done, and you got to rearrange and put Dubon and Loperfido and Cabbage. I think they got some pop there too. Now we'll see. This was the easiest month of the schedule, right?
Yeah.
In June. And so we had a lot of guys have a lot of success that it's obviously not going to roll over into when you play three or four consecutive great baseball teams. But I think that'll all come out in the wash down the second half of the schedule.
From the text line, I agree with Ron. We're missing one big bat. Ron is right. A bat around the bottom of the lineup missing. Ron, you're crazy. Do you not remember having Maldi in the lineup? Yeah, I remember Maldi being in the lineup. You remember the other eight spots? I mean, there was a time where Yuli and Carlos Correa were fighting it not to bat seventh in this lineup, which was insane to show where they were. I'm with you, and Clint, a lot of this can change, you know, if the Chaz McCormick that played last year showed up. You know what I mean? If that dude showed up, now we're talking about a guy who had, you know, one of the top OPSs on the team, a guy who had 20-plus home runs. Like, that's a different seven-hole, eight-hole hitter than the guy we've seen now. If the Pena that was in the postseason, where he was the AL MVP and the World Series MVP shows up, then that's a different dude than the guy that's kind of come back a little bit. So, yes, they have dudes that could, you know, change this themselves, but just right now, the way they're playing, it feels like they're short, just a bit. All right, our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, Clint, Tyler, you all going to love this. One of the number one people in all of college football, one of the biggest voices, spoke about one of the local teams, and I wonder if this is something that we all will agree with or we think he's crazy. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
What are you doing?
What do you mean? Just setting the tone.
Just setting that tone, huh? Just setting the tone, huh? You ready for a little college football, Clint? You ready?
Hell yeah, I'm ready. You kidding me? I'm always ready for college football. Ain't nothing better, baby.
I know it, man. And not just, you know, Akron and everything. Hey, by the way, just want to let you know, fellas, I went ahead and laid that early seed with Courtney. Yeah, boy, thinking about going to College Station week one.
Oh, wow.
You started with there, huh? Started with the thinking about.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
Oh, she's like, oh, is this for work? At that point, like, I had a 5-second, do I lie here? And I said, I mean, kind of. Like, well, I was like, I think we could probably get in and cover it. I said, it'd be big for us. But I'm like, you know, it's Notre Dame. So, you know, Sean's going and Tyler and Clint. So, it'll, you know.
Not good, like, Sean.
You're not selling it very well. I'm going to tell you that.
That's not a good sale?
Well, not what I just heard. She ain't buying that.
Well, she's, yeah,
is it a work, like, trip? Well, kind of. That's not very convincing.
No, kind of. I mean, I'm not lying to her. You're stuttering? I'm stuttering with you right now. I'm not lying to her.
Oh.
I'm just saying kind of. I mean, it's not like, I'm not going to say, you know, Parker is saying we got to go. But it'll be for work.
Nor is Sports Radio 610 picking up the tab.
No, they're not. Yeah, she knows that.
Damn it.
Pick that up. Yeah, pick that up.
But Beyonce, I mean, that's all I can say.
Is a great point.
Hey, she slid in there with that. Hey, is this like a day trip?
Her questioning would lead me to believe real quick that she's not interested in you going.
She may not be interested, but I mean, I've laid it early enough. I mean, I got it in before the turn of the month.
Yeah, we got to be at Kyle, man.
It might have been the last day of June, but I got it in June.
What day is that?
I'm sure it's a Saturday, is it? I'm not sure.
It's a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Now, that's one thing. She said it's a day trip. I said, yeah, probably is. You know, College Station ain't that far. Now, I have not let her know what time the ball game is. I know this is a late ball game.
Yeah, we might need to stay.
August 31, 6:30 p.m.
Mm. Might have to be hitting Northgate that evening.
I mean, is that Labor Day weekend? Absolutely it is.
That feels like a hard drive back after the game.
Exactly. Want to be safe here. I'm kind of in the same Beyonce boat you're in, though. I didn't even tell you guys. My wife recently planned a trip with her best friend to see Taylor Swift in New Orleans that I am scared to know how much is going to cost. So I think I'll be there for the Notre Dame Aggie game.
Let's just come together and find out. Let's find a good deal. hey, you just keep winning.
Yeah.
You keep winning and you don't worry about it.
I mean, that would be the only right thing is for Tyler to win a bunch of money and then he just tour guides it and pays for it.
I'd love to. I'd love to show y'all around Aggieland.
So
what's
it, Ron? You ain't slick. You're just trying to explain this to your wife on air. She's not listening.
She does have the Odyssey app, though. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
She does have the Odyssey app, but I'm going to assure you she's not listening right now. I'll tell you that right now. No, man, it'll be a good time. But college football right around the corner, as you said. What'd you say, August 31st? Man, that's
Labor Day
weekend,
man.
That's under 2 months away from this thing. But Paul Feinbaum, one of the number one football, was asked about the Texas Longhorn quarterback situation. And Clint, I can't wait to get your thoughts about what Paul had to say with this one. But this is him. He's talking about who he thinks will be the starting quarterback. Now, mind you, this is Texas, who is preseason number three, a team that people believe have a chance to make it college football playoff. I know Clint said something has terribly gone wrong if this team doesn't make it to the college football playoff in the top 12, even coming into the SEC. But this is what he said. Even with Quinn Ewers coming back, who was a Heisman candidate last year, this is what he had to say in terms of their quarterback situation.
Who will be the starting quarterback for Texas at the end of this upcoming season?
That will be Arch Manning. I don't need to tiptoe around that. That is guaranteed. You heard it. And we may even see him a little bit throughout the season.
And so what?
Wow. He said it's a guarantee, Clint, that Arch Manning, who has been this team's backup, with Quinn, who had a hell of a season last year.
Yeah.
Quinn, who almost went to the league. Like, do you buy that? He said guaranteed. And it's Paul Feinbaum, who's pretty connected. He said guaranteed that Arch is going to be the quarterback.
No, that's hot take, Paul. That's hot take, Paul, right now. I don't know in what world anybody lives in where a quarterback takes a team to the college football playoff when it was a four-teamer, decides to come back, which I never was a believer that he should ever come out. Quinn Ewers was never a guy that I thought was ready to come out. But in what world we live in where preseason, before the next year even starts, we're going to predict that somebody else takes his spot. That is a classic Paul Feinbaum hot take. I don't agree with it. I don't believe it. I don't think it happens, barring injury.
I'm with you.
I don't think it happens.
What would be the reason? Like, I mean, would it be the fear? Well, is that a legit thing you think? Because you know college football has changed, especially, you know, in the last 10 whatever years. Is there a fear that if I don't play him that significantly that we lose Arch?
I think from the outsiders, from the media perspective, you got a Manning that's decided to stay. I'm sure everybody outside that building thinks that Sark has told the Manning family that boy, he's going to get extra reps during the season, and just bear with me. It's just a matter of time before I'm sure that the outsiders are going to spin anything and everything they can. And in reality, it's highly likely that those guys, being the Mannings, all of the mentors, advisors, whatever you want to call his dad, brother, uncles, whatever, it's very likely that they understand the importance or the advantage of saying, hey, one, they know him more intimately than anybody. When he came into college, was he ready to play? I saw highlights. He wasn't a guy to me that just all of a sudden jumped off the screen and was like, hell yeah, this guy's going to scream onto the college scene and be a phenom his freshman year. I thought he was a guy that needed to develop. So it doesn't surprise me, or wouldn't surprise me, if the people that are steering his ship, if they didn't say, hey, it'd be really good for you to sit back and be a backup and get your weight right, get your first year or two of college under your belt, become a more polished product and watch the game from the sidelines. And that way, when you get your first shot, you know this offense like the back of your hand. You've got the locker room's attention. They know you're a leader. You're not just getting that job because you're a Manning. You're getting it because you've earned it. They know you. It's not about them. It's not about the last name. And so, I think Paul's way out in left field. Now, I'll say this. I think the Manning side of it, I think from the outside looking in, Ron, there's a good chance that fans just think that it's a weird situation in today's football, so there must be some kind of promise made, right? And yeah. I do think this, because I do believe this now. Quinn Ewers is not a guy that, and I didn't watch every game, but the games, I watched a lot of them. Don't forget, I married a Longhorn. And about all she cares about is Longhorn football, too. Baseball may be digging a little deep for her, but football, she may not know who Oshloss is, but she knows football. Quinn Ewers is not a guy, Ron, that you watch. I've never watched him play and say, this dude's a surefire first rounder. This dude right here's got the job locked up. I think he leaves some plays on the field, which puts you in a position as a fan to go, well, the door's cracked if Manning wants to take the job.
Yeah, but this isn't but Clint, this isn't a Chris Leak, Tim Tebow situation, is it, where like, yeah, you know that Arch Manning is a lot more talented than the incumbent. It's just his youth and the leadership is keeping him on it. Like, I guess I never got the thought that Arch was that much more talented than Quinn. That he's coming in and having to force himself. We've seen some really talented, you know, quarterbacks, and Anthony Richardson, something like that, that you're just like, we got to get him on the field. I don't know that Arch has shown that. It feels like a lot more name than maybe his talent. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that situation. But, I mean, Feinbaum said guarantee it by the end of the year on a team that has aspirations to win it all, which was interesting to hear. I don't know if he knows something. All right, Clint, I know you said this has a chance to be one of the worst years of the life of Jerry Jones. Oof. I don't know. I don't know if I 100% agreed with you on that, but he's got some brand new drama potentially coming his way. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Little Big 3 at 3 coming up as we've got some news with the Astros, some really good news with the Astros that you don't want to miss coming up at 3 o'clock. If you have missed it, we'll get you there in just a little bit with that one. Just want to let you know, Clint, the Rockets remain quiet. The Rockets remain quiet. Don't get too jealous. We'll get you updated on the latest in the NBA as well.
Let's go, Rockets.
But the Rockets have still been chilling, staying patient and waiting before they make some major moves that they said they would look at doing. So stay tuned for that. Someone on the text line rolling in as we talked about Arch Manning. We'll get to this situation in Dallas in just a second. You all clearly didn't hear what he said. Not heard what he said. He guaranteed by the end of the season, Paul Feinbaum said that Arch Manning would be the starting quarterback for Texas, which is a team that is going for a national championship.
Yeah, I saw that text. That's just a guy angry on a Tuesday for some reason.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he didn't say, hey, Clint, he's gonna get some reps by the end of the year. He didn't say, like, yeah, he's gonna jump in and mix in a little bit. He said he's going to be the starting quarterback for the Texas Longhorns, guarantee it. Like, that's different than just, hey, we're going to have a package for him. Like, he's talking about guarantee it. So I think we heard him correctly. We heard exactly what he said. There was no.
Yeah, I mean, and he was rather arrogant about it with saying there's no reason for me to tiptoe around it. So, yeah. I mean, I just disagree wholeheartedly. I think I don't give a damn if a kid is, his last name is Manning. When you start jacking around with national championship caliber quarterbacks,
that's like saying Jalen Milroe's going to lose his job at some point at the end of the year for Alabama.
Yeah, which would actually make a little bit of sense considering there's a huge shift in coaching at Alabama, and that. I mean, you could potentially at least have a conversation about it with a new coach. I mean, this is the same coach, same program, same organization. I mean, quarterback lost several weapons, so it's more on him now to perform at a high level and do some different things. So, yeah, what I heard was very clear, and I just disagree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. All right, Clint, there is drama happening in Dallas, Clint, and I really wonder how this is going to play off. So it all kicked off, and this drama is between safety Malik Hooker for the Dallas Cowboys against their best defensive player. They've got a little back and forth going, and it all started with Malik Hooker, who was on Keyshawn Johnson's podcast, All Facts, No Breaks. And this is what he had to say about his teammate, Micah Parsons, in this upcoming season and really kind of calling the question his focus.
Problem with him. My thing would be, though, for Micah, my advice would be for Micah would be, you know, just make sure we're all right, you know, where we're and being where your feet are. Because if we're at work and, you know, the run game's terrible, but you're doing a podcast every week and, you know, the run game is terrible, then, you know, what are you really caring about? Are you caring about the crowd that, you know, is watching your podcast or caring about the success of our team in the Super Bowl that we're trying to reach?
Wow, dude.
There goes. So that's Malik Hooker, who brought in podcasting with the run game as his thoughts with Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons did respond, but he took this down, Clint. He did respond. He said, just wish you said this to me, but instead on some podcast. And you got my number, fam. At Malik Hooker, and you are my locker mate. So you could have said this any day. And do you realize I shoot the podcast on our day off? Why aren't we talking about everyone's perceptions and focus leading up to the game week? I mean, I can point out a lot of other things, but I'm just not. And then he actually took it down, Clint. But that was his response to Malik Hooker calling the question. I think maybe his focus and talking about giving an example about the run game having an issue and you doing a podcast every week. And my thought is, with this right off the bat, you've been in locker rooms. I know I have a thought about it. Was Malik Hooker in the wrong on this?
No. I went back and listened to actually a 3-minute cut of that whole question and answer. And to me, I got a whole different feel for what was said than I think a lot of people that I've heard commenting on this. I feel differently. You know, I viewed it as more of a, you know, look out, kind of watch out. The perception could be if we don't perform well that doing podcasts and stuff like that could be viewed as a distraction. Not you shouldn't be doing it, or look at our run defense sucks and we're out here distracted. It was a total different feel after I listened to him go on and on about podcasts in general, and happened to kind of lean into Micah just a little bit. I viewed it totally different. Now, if there really is some kind of riff in that locker room, if the organization is really growing tired or bothered by Micah Parsons off the field stuff, if this isn't a tight locker room and they don't care for each other, they don't know each other, then yeah, it's going to be keep my name out of your mouth type of stuff. I don't give a damn what you're saying.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah,
but moving forward. But yeah. If you're my dude, if you're my teammate, like if Tyler went on a podcast right now and was asked about podcasting in general and just said, hey man, like if I give some advice, I'd be like, hey man, you know, hey Clint, if you're doing a bunch of different podcasts outside of here, we got to make sure that everything's right inside here. And that was just inserted into a 3 or 4 minute answer about people doing more, you know, doing things outside the locker room. I know Tyler. I wouldn't be real worked up about it. Now, if I didn't like Tyler, I'd probably be hot. I'd probably come in here and call a little meeting. We gotta have come to Jesus now. But I don't know. I felt totally different than what I'm hearing everybody around the country saying. I don't if they're tight, Ron, I think it's water off a duck's back, keep this thing moving.
Yeah, I think he's wrong. I just, like Clint, you gotta know, especially with Micah Parsons, who this is, who is a high profile player, a guy that's talked about, and this is stuff, Clint, that yes, we heard Malik Hooker say this, Clint, but how many people you think this is a narrative about with Micah Parsons that he potentially is focusing on other things? This is not the first time we've heard somebody say something about him doing podcasts and how distracting that can be or what he's saying. And to me, like, for you to say that in public, you know, like, I don't care if it's in the middle of a 3-minute thing, especially the context when he's talking about the guys that should get paid between CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott. He talked up all of them really high And then he got to Micah, and that's where he got, you know this is going to take off. You know this is going to be a thing when you say this and when you make it public like this. And then when you see the response from Micah, like, damn, man, I wish you'd have said this to me, then not said it on a podcast. To me, that to me gives away a feel of, yo, man, like, we're that tight. Because I would tell you this, Clint, me, the three of us are tight. Like, I wouldn't publicly go out and just criticize you. Like, I mean, if I got something to say, I mean, I'll say it to you, but I mean, I want people to know that the drive is tight, right? Or not to think there's anything to cause anything more negative, especially things that come at you. You know, like for instance, we used us as an example. You know, one of the narratives people like to place is former athletes who get into this line of business don't work hard. And just want to come in and just say, all right, here, man, I'm just going to grab the mic and let's go. And if that's something that I fed about you, which isn't true, like that would be messed up to me. So I think he has to know when you say something like that about Micah Parsons, that this is going to add to it and add to a situation that, Clint, you know, the last thing that they need is more drama and more of a situation with two guys on the defense. So to me, I just felt like Malik Hooker's been in the league for over a decade, and he has to know when he says something like that on a Keyshawn Johnson podcast where this may take off.
Yeah.
That's where I think he's in the room.
Yeah, to be clear, I did not listen to the entire podcast and hear the part about getting paid, not getting paid. Now, when you start getting off and say, there's nothing worse, I don't care what business you're in, there's nothing worse than potentially influencing or negatively impacting the man sitting next to you's pocketbook, his ability to pay the bills and to put food on the table and take care of his babies, that kind of thing. To me, that's the lowest of the low. When you do that kind of stuff, I mean, you're a real POS. I ain't got nothing for you. I'm done with you, right? So I don't know about the contract. I didn't hear that. The part I heard was what you played, which was specifically about the podcasting stuff, and that just put off a different vibe than what I'm hearing. Ron, I tell you, there's, and we can dig into this even more later on, but to me, the more concerning, like, I'm from that as a fan from the outside looking in, the more concerning thing is the way that Micah, which you said he erased it, but obviously it's already been on graphics all over the damn social media. The fact that Micah Parsons, a supposed leader on this team, definitely one of the top players on the team, one of the top players in the league, the way he summed up his response, it should give all Cowboy fans cause to pause, right? He says, I mean, I can point out a lot of other things, but I'm just not. What all's going on? Like, what all are you going to point out?
But you know he's pissed. You know that pissed him smooth off.
Yeah, but so yeah, no, I agree. So, but it's very telling though, right, Ron? Of like when one of your leaders says, "Hey, on the front of like being distracted and not winning championships, hell, I could say a bunch of stuff about a bunch of people, but I ain't gonna do that."
I'll tell you right now, Tyler, go out there and be critical of me. You might give me a post that may say, hey, man, I can say a lot of damn stuff, too.
Yeah, y'all know Ron mispronounces names all the time.
Yeah, I can say a lot of damn stuff, too. All right?
His nipples are tiny.
I can say a lot of stuff. I can say a lot of stuff, too, but I won't. Like you, that's how hot he was about that thing.
That's my boy, Ron.
Hey, he needed that Herm Edwards don't press in. He needed a way to breath.
No, he wasn't. He didn't mind putting that out there, Chief.
Yeah, he did put it out there just long enough for everybody to get that thing, and then he took it down.
I don't have time to have a bad time.
All right, coming up, some news and notes here with the Astros from the injury front, both good and bad. We'll let you know about that, and we'll get you ready for a big one tonight. And is one of the targets for the Rockets, is he out of the question or is he not? We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Little Big 3 at 3 coming up as we've got some news with the Astros, some really good news with the Astros that you don't want to miss coming up at 3 o'clock. If you have missed it, we'll get you there in just a little bit with that one. Just want to let you know, Clint, the Rockets remain quiet. The Rockets remain quiet. Don't get too jealous. We'll get you updated on the latest in the NBA as well.
Let's go, Rockets.
But the Rockets have still been chilling, staying patient and waiting before they make some major moves that they said they would look at doing. So stay tuned for that. Someone on the text line rolling in as we talked about Arch Manning. We'll get to this situation in Dallas in just a second. You all clearly didn't hear what he said. Not heard what he said. He guaranteed by the end of the season, Paul Feinbaum said that Arch Manning would be the starting quarterback for Texas, which is a team that is going for a national championship.
Yeah, I saw that text. That's just a guy angry on a Tuesday for some reason.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he didn't say, hey, Clint, he's gonna get some reps by the end of the year. He didn't say, like, yeah, he's gonna jump in and mix in a little bit. He said he's going to be the starting quarterback for the Texas Longhorns, guarantee it. Like, that's different than just, hey, we're gonna have a package for him. Like, he's talking about guarantee it. So I think we heard him correctly. We heard exactly what he said. There was no.
Yeah, I mean, and he was rather arrogant about it with saying there's no reason for me to tiptoe around it. So yeah. I mean, I just disagree wholeheartedly. I think you. I mean, I don't give a damn if a kid his last name is Manning. When you start jacking around with national championship caliber quarterbacks,
That's like saying Jalen Milroe's going to lose his job at some point at the end of the year for Alabama.
Yeah, which would actually make a little bit of sense considering there's a huge shift in coaching at Alabama, you could at least have a conversation about it with a new coach. I mean, this is the same coach, same program, same organization. I mean, quarterback lost several weapons, so it's more on him now to perform at a high level and do some different things. So yeah, what I heard was very clear, and I just disagree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. All right, Clint, there is drama happening in Dallas, Clint, and I really wonder how this is going to play off. So it all kicked off, and this drama is between safety Malik Hooker for the Dallas Cowboys against their best defensive player. They've got a little back and forth going, and it all started with Malik Hooker, who was on Keyshawn Johnson's podcast, All Facts, No Breaks. And this is what he had to say about his teammate Micah Parsons in this upcoming season and really kind of calling the question his focus.
Problem with him, I think, would be, though, for Micah, my advice would be for Micah would be, you know, just make sure we're all right, you know, and being where your feet are. Because if we're at work and, you know, the run game's terrible, but you're doing a podcast every week and you know the run game is terrible, then, you know, what are you really caring about? Are you caring about the crowd that, you know, is watching your podcast? Are you caring about the success of our team and the Super Bowl that we're trying to reach?
Wow, dude.
There goes. So that's Malik Hooker, who brought in podcasting with the run game as his thoughts with Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons did respond, but he took this down, Clint. He did respond. He said, just wish you said this to me, but instead on some podcast. And you got my number, fam. Malik Hooker, at Malik Hooker and you are my locker mate. So you could have said this any day. And do you realize I shoot the podcast on our day off? Why aren't we talking about everyone's perceptions and focus leading up to the game, to the game week? I mean, I can point out a lot of other things, but I'm just not. And then he actually took it down, Clint. But that was his response to Malik Hooker calling the question. I think maybe his focus and talking about giving an example about the run game having an issue and you doing a podcast every week. And my thought is, with this right off the bat, you've been in locker rooms. I know I have a thought about it. Was Malik Hooker in the wrong on this?
No. I went back and listened to actually a 3-minute cut of that whole question and answer. And to me, I got a whole different feel for what was said than I think a lot of people that I've heard commenting on this. I feel differently. You know, I viewed it as more of a, you know, look out, kind of watch out. The perception could be if we don't perform well, that doing podcasts and stuff like that could be viewed as a distraction. Not you shouldn't be doing it, or look at our run defense sucks and we're out here distracted. It was a total different feel after I listened to him go on and on about podcasts in general, and happened to kind of lean into Micah just a little bit. I viewed it totally different. Now, if there really is some kind of riff in that locker room, if the organization is really growing tired or bothered by Micah Parsons off the field stuff, if this isn't a tight locker room and they don't care for each other, they don't know each other, then yeah, it's going to be keep my name out of your mouth type of stuff. I don't give a damn what you're saying.
Oh yeah.
But if you're my dude, if you're my teammate, like if Tyler went on a podcast right now and was asked about podcasting in general and just said, hey man, like if I give some advice, I'd be like, hey man, you know, hey Clint, if you're doing a bunch of different podcasts outside of here, we got to make sure that everything's right inside here. And that was just inserted into a 3 or 4 minute answer about people doing more, you know, doing things outside the locker room. I know Tyler. I wouldn't be real worked up about it. Now, if I didn't like Tyler, I'd probably be hot. I'd probably come in here and call a little meeting. We got to have come to Jesus now. But I don't know. I felt totally different than what I'm hearing everybody around the country saying. I don't. If they're tight, Ron, I think it's water off a duck's back. Keep this thing moving.
Yeah, I think he's wrong. I just like Clint. You got to know, especially with Micah Parsons, who this is, who is a high profile player, a guy that's talked about, and this is stuff, Clint, that yes, we heard Malik Hooker say this, Clint, but how many people you think this is a narrative about with Micah Parsons that he potentially is focusing on other things? This is not the first time we've heard somebody say something about him doing podcasts and how distracting that can be, or what he's saying. And to me, like, for you to say that in public, you know, like, I don't care if it's in the middle of a 3-minute thing, especially the context when he's talking about the guys that should get paid between CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott. He talked up all of them really high, and then he got to Micah, and that's where he got, you know, this is going to take off. You know, this is going to be a thing when you say this and when you make it public like this. And then when you see the response from Micah, like, damn, man, I wish you'd have said this to me, then not said it on a podcast. To me, that gives away a feel of, yo, man, like, we're that tight. Because I would tell you this, Clint, me, the three of us are tight. Like, I wouldn't publicly go out and just criticize you. Like, I mean, if I got something to say, I mean, I'll say it to you, but I mean, I want people to know that the drive is tight, right? Or not to think there's anything to cause anything more negative, especially things that come at you. You know, like for instance, we used us as an example. You know, one of the narratives people like to place is former athletes who get into this line of business don't work hard. and just want to come in and just say, all right, here, man, I'm just going to grab the mic and let's go. And if that's something that I fed about you, which isn't true, like that would be messed up to me. So I think he knew, he has to know when you say something like that about Micah Parsons, that this is going to add to it and add to a situation that Clint, you know, the last thing that they need is more drama and more of a situation with two guys on the defense. So to me, I just felt like Malik Hooker's been in the league for over a decade, and he has to know when he says something like that on a Keyshawn Johnson podcast where this may take off.
Yeah,
that's where I think he's in the room.
Yeah, to be clear, I did not listen to the entire podcast and hear the part about getting paid, not getting paid. Now, when you start getting off and say, there's nothing worse. I don't care what business you're in. There's nothing worse than potentially influencing or negatively impacting the man sitting next to you's pocketbook, his ability to pay the bills and to put food on the table and take care of his babies, that kind of thing. To me, that's the lowest of the low. When you do that kind of stuff, I mean, you're a real POS. I ain't got nothing for you. I'm done with you, right? So I don't know about the contract. I didn't hear that. The part I heard was what you played, which was specifically about the podcasting stuff, and that just put off a different vibe than what I'm hearing. Ron, I tell you, there's, and we can dig into this even more later on, but to me, the more concerning, like I'm from as a fan from the outside looking in, the more concerning thing is the way that Micah, which you said he erased it, but obviously it's already been on graphics all over the damn social media. The fact that Micah Parsons, a supposed leader on this team, definitely one of the top players on the team, one of the top players in the league, the way he summed up his response, it should give all Cowboy fans cause to pause, right? He says, I mean, I can point out a lot of other things, but I'm just not. What all's going on? Like, what all you going to point out?
But you know he's pissed. You know that pissed him smooth off.
Yeah, I agree. So, but it's very telling though, right, Ron? Of like when one of your leaders says, "Hey, on the front of like being distracted and not winning championships, hell, I could say a bunch of stuff about a bunch of people, but I ain't gonna do that."
I'll tell you right now, Tyler, go out there and get critical of me. You might give me a post that may say, hey, man, I can say a lot of damn stuff, too.
Yeah, y'all know Ron mispronounces names all the time.
Yeah, I can say a lot of damn stuff, too. All right?
His nipples are tiny.
I can say a lot of stuff. I can say a lot of stuff, too, but I won't. Like you, that's how hot he was about that thing.
That's my boy, Ron.
Hey, he needed that Herm Edwards don't press in. He needed a way to breath.
No, he wasn't. He didn't mind putting that out there, Chief.
Yeah, he did put it out there just long enough for everybody to get that thing, and then he took it down. So
I don't have time to have a bad time.
All right, coming up, some news and notes here with the Astros from the injury front, both good and bad. We'll let you know about that, and we'll get you ready for a big one tonight. And is one of the targets for the Rockets, is he out of the question or is he not? We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.